Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1074, an act to revise municipal special assessment provisions.
House Bill 1074, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration and or passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Young.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and fellow members. House Bill 1074 is brought to you by...
Members of the body, as well as those in the gallery, if you could remain as quiet as possible so that we can all hear the legislator who is addressing the body. Thank you very much. Representative Young, sorry to interrupt.
Thank you. House Bill 1074 is brought to you by the South Dakota Municipal League, and what it addresses is a method of assessing, a method that municipalities use to pay for improvements that they may make in their city, and specifically the maintenance of those improvements. I'll use as an example, when a road is built, it will last a fairly predictable amount of time. We know this just by physical experience. And the front foot method of assessment is used to collect a small amount of money from each property owner each year as the years go by to build a fund so that when that road needs replaced or repaved or whatever, that money is there. Now, in most cases, the caps that exist in each of these categories, and what I mean by categories is we're talking about improving sewers and improving streets. As you read through the different sections of the law, each one is covered. Some of these caps have not been increased since 1917, early in the last century. If you applied a rate of inflation to, for instance, the 4-cent cap, the amount that we are now asking for would be actually quite a bit more than the $1.50 cap increase that we're asking for. The actual amount that it costs to do some of these improvements, such as laying a sewer line, sometimes run $20, $30, or $40 per square foot. And so this amount that we're asking for is the amount that could be tapped into for maintaining these improvements. Now, this is not a tax raise. In no way are we raising a tax. This is simply raising the cap which a municipality can ask for. And this bill does not make it any easier to raise that amount. It is a fairly difficult process for a municipality to impose this tax and to raise this tax. This will never sneak up on a property owner. And so I ask your support in making this a tool that municipalities can use again. Let me briefly explain that remark. When this was put into use in the beginning of the last century, municipalities frequently used this tool, and because it was not indexed to inflation, it became inadequate for providing the amount of money needed for maintenance. So municipalities went to a special assessment where the property owner was assessed the full amount, was charged interest on that amount, and then was made an annual payment included with their regular property taxes. So the property owner was paying for the improvement and interest. If this tool is brought back into a usable form, it will allow the property owners to pay annually a small amount, which will build up in city funds to be used for the maintenance and will not have to pay the interest. In a way, this will actually save dollars to the people that own the lots out there. And with that, I would urge your support. I will try to field questions on this fairly technical bill.
Further remarks on House Bill 1074. Representative Don Munson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I don't disagree with the sponsor of the bill or the intent of this bill to increase the amount of assessment that can be made on property when there are necessary improvements that have to be done to the water system or the streets or sewer and so forth. But you want to remember there's four types of assessments that could be issued. And right now, some of it is as low as 4 cents a front foot, And we're going to be raising it under this bill to $1.50 a front foot. Now, wait a minute. That's quite a jump. You want to look at this thing a little bit, too. You've got four different assessments that could be made under the bill. And so, as a result, a person with a 100-foot lot could have four assessments at one time totaling $600 on a 100-foot lot, because you're looking at a total allowance of $6. Now, granted, the sponsors feel as though there will not be any great rush by the city commissioners or the other people who are involved in the city to put all of these assessments on at once, and they feel that there won't be any threat. But then if that's the case, why should they have to have such a large increase? I don't think that we want to get involved in this thing, because it's too big of a jump too quick, and we're allowing too much authority to escape from certain people. Many of the argument has been made that all the property owners will be aware of it, and they've got a right to protest and everything else. But as you know, when you get into a larger town, you find that most of the property owners are going to be a very small minority that are going to be affected, because usually only a 1, 2, or 3 block area will be affected at any one time. In a smaller town, of course, that could affect the quite a large segment of the town. So as a result, you're going to find out that there's a possibility that whether the property owners are going to have objections and so forth, it could go unheard of. And the other thing, too, we want to remember, it isn't just the tax-paying property owners that are going to be affected by this bill, but also governments, school districts, state governments, anybody that owns property along these will be affected, too. So as a result, that could increase the cost of the other state governments if these things go in. However, I know that we need some type of legislation to bring some of this assessment limitations up to a little bit more of today's values, and therefore I am offering an amendment number 10074FD, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Munson, has it been distributed to everyone?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, right. It has been distributed.
We're referring then to the Munson motion to amend House Bill 1074, which is coded 1074FD. Is there a second? There is a second to the motion. Remarks on the motion. Representative Munson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Basically, all this does is reduce the assessment for each one of the items from $1.50 per foot down to $1 per foot. And in some cases, that may be quite generous. But I thought that we could start that out as more of a better point to be starting at, because going from 4 cents up to $1.50 seemed extreme. Even a dollar seems to be quite high. But anyway, I believe a dollar would be a little more palatable, and hopefully the local governments, mainly the city governments that can assess these things, will use this limitation prudently and hopefully not be duplicating the assessments on any one property, so that we would hold the assessment down at a considerable rate. Also, we want to remember, too, that we passed some bills here last year, increased the license plate fees, and we increased tax on gasoline and so forth. And cities also have access to that those funds, too. So they're able to help themselves through some other tax sources and that for repairing the streets and so forth. So, and the other thing you want to remember, cities also maintain enterprise type operations, such as your sewer and water. They're able to add a lot of these expenses into the sewer and water bill, as opposed to adding it to the assessment on the front foot, especially when it comes to repairs and so forth. So they have other sources of revenue that can be used to help offset some of these costs. And therefore, I would urge you to adopt this amendment, and then we can debate the bill further.
Further remarks on the Munson motion to amend. Representative Weber.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, members of the House, thank you. I think we passed last year the township in Sioux Falls, where they, in Split Rock Township, where there was a lot of new homes going up, and they had to put some special assessments in down there, and that was the same. It would have been about 4 cents, and we raised that up to, we wanted a dollar, but we put it back to 80 cents last year on for the township association. So I believe this dollar assessment is sufficient. It will be more than what we put on for those special assessments in Sioux Falls and Splitrock Township for the township last year. I did talk to the Municipal League, and they said they would be satisfied with the dollar for this special assessment. They thought maybe, being we had put the township on this, that going $1.50 probably was too much. So they said they could live with the dollar, so I would urge you to support the amendment and pass the bill.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to amend House Bill 1070 will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. House Bill 1074 is so amended. Further remarks, Representative Lentz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I'd like, this is not a question to the proponent, it is a statement that you can correct me if I'm wrong, but he was afraid that the entire city would tell a block area that they had to replace their street. This is incorrect. This is only applicable to the area that is affected. In other words, if they want to replace the street in your block, the people, I believe it's a 50% vote of the people directly affected that would have the assessment against them, can stop that process. So it's not the rest of the city that's going to vote to replace your street. And this is an important point on this. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on 1074 as amended. Representative Koskin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise, and I'm not sure why I rise. I don't support or oppose the bill, but there's a concern that I think you should be aware of. We put a tax or put a cap on general taxation, and this does go around that. That's why I question, it might raise some questions about the cap that we did put on the budgets on municipalities and local government. So this one is going to allow, after you reach the cap in the city, can't spend any more money. Right now they do it under general taxation. They fix up, they tax everybody in the municipality. This would allow them, if they reach that cap, to go around that cap. And I just about like to make that point. They can go around it. And I'm not sure, Representative Lentz, from what I understood, and I was just visiting with some other individuals, is they can use kind of a general assessment or assessment over a larger part than just the affected areas if it's in a plan. And it may be a plan, a 10-year plan, and they're going to do a tenth of it this year, a tenth of it next year, and so on. So I think they probably can do it, but I stand to be corrected. Again, I don't know where I stand on this bill, but I just think it's a concern in the general direction that we took as far as limiting local government's growth.
Further remarks? Representative Napoli.
Well, Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I think we've got some pleas that are falling on deaf ears. I think many of you have made up your minds about this bill and do not consider this a serious problem. But the intent of this legislature back in 1995 was to get control of our governments, state, local, township, county, whatever. That was the reason for the 3% cap or the CPI, whichever was less. This bill absolutely destroys the intent of what was put in 1995 concerning that cap. This is an end run around that cap. That's number one. Number two, it's been brought up that this is a terrific jump from 4 cents. Representative Munson brought that up very eloquently. This is a terrific jump. What, 800-900%? When was the last time we did that? I also want to go with point number three. We gave the cities and counties more money last year than we did in the history of our state. That was in the county comment, was an editorial by Dick Howard that said that we gave more money to cities and counties last year than we did in our history of our state. Number four, need. We in this body are delegated with the authority to raise taxes when there is a need, to raise fees when there is a need. There has been no need shown for this. Representative Young stood up and said it hasn't been changed since 1917. That is not a need. Governor Janklow spoke eloquently when he said we raise taxes because we have to. To raise taxes simply because we can is stealing. And that's exactly what we're doing with this bill. We're raising taxes, we're raising fees because we can. Please keep these thoughts in mind and then vote no on this bill, because you took the hit last year. You took the beating last year. And the need has not been shown. And I ask you to defeat this 1074.
Further remarks? Representative Woodle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen. Well, I just want to make a point. Right now, the cities can special assess. It is a state law. We can come in and special assess and build new streets and put curb and gutter in. We can assess the property owner for any portion of that we want to. We can assess them for the sewer, the water, the streets, curb and gutter. We can leave any part of it out. We can do anything we want to do with that special assessment. And I think what's being done right now is that the cities, in a lot of instances, don't want to do a full-blown special assessment. They just want to repair a district. And if they want to repair that district and assess the people in that special assessment area, $1 a front foot to just repair the streets and put it in, they'll be able to do that now. The way it was before, there wasn't enough money being allowed to be put into the funds, so if they wanted to do that in a specific area, they'd expend a lot of dollars within the city budget to fix just that one area and probably leave some other areas gold. This way, I really believe that it's probably the lesser of two evils, because they can assess just a dollar a front foot to that property owner, repair that section of streets, and then go on from there and go on from every year, instead of having a full-blown special assessment that would cost a considerable amount of money for the property owners in that same legislative district, or in that same special assessment district. So I, believing that, I would encourage you to vote for this bill and vote for the Representative Munson's amendment, which you've done already. Vote for the bill, vote it up, and let the people within these cities work on their special assessment districts and try to cut the cost of repairing a street a little bit from what their regular special assessment would cost them. Thank you very much.
Further remarks? Does anyone wish to speak before Representative Young speaks a second time? Seeing none, Representative Young.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I listened very closely to Representative Koskinen and Representative Napoli's remarks, and I really listen to these guys when they talk about taxes, because they know their stuff. I am not as well educated as they are. But as I understand this bill, it is not a tax increase. It simply is going to bring a tool back to the municipalities that they have not been able to use because it has not been adjusted for inflation. If we talk about a 900% increase of a cap, that sounds like a large amount, but remember, it hasn't been changed for 83 years, and we all do know that inflation has been a real and continuing factor. Again, as it is my understanding, the benefit of this method of financing is that we can charge property owners who are receiving the benefit of the improvement year by year and not charge them interest. It is simply a different method than the one that now has to be used, because this one is out of date, where we charge the property owner for the total amount plus interest as they amortize it off. If I find out after, if this body passes this bill and I find out later that it is a tax increase, I will be on the Senate side trying as hard as I can to kill it. I have no intention of being any part of a tax increase. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on House Bill 1074. Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of House Bill 1074. We've heard some negative comments on the power to tax is the power to destroy. But if they don't have that power to tax, they themselves, the communities, they will destroy themselves. The infrastructure that they need, they have to have that right. I was a city official for years. And oftentimes they need federal and state money matching grants that come with that. And it makes a municipality, they themselves have to raise a certain amount. So again, if we want to help these communities, what we're doing is giving some authority here. They will use it wisely. They have officials just like we on the state level and the local level. Therefore, I would ask you to support House Bill 1074. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the final passage of... The question before the House is the final passage of House Bill 1074. All as amended. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1074.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 53, nays 17.
House Bill 1074, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Representative Napoli. Just one thing, and then I'll get right back to you. Are there any questions concerning the title on House Bill 1074? Seeing none, the title will be deemed correct.